Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't did nothing. They did nothing. We only bear witness and we testified There's no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. He is the creator of his creation. He is the one who lives and does not die. He has planted us here on this earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward. All human beings can receive the reward of God only by following his instruction through his scripture. That's why scripture comes, for we can have a guide. We can have a way out. We can know what is right and what is wrong and what not to do and why not to do it. This is what scripture comes to us for. So we are tonight on this Brock Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God. We are here because there have been a lie told on God and told all the prophets and all the good men and women who have came on this earth, came in the earth. All these lies have been told on them. And we here with the help of Allah to straighten out some of these lies so we can live again. We thank Allah for the But it's Bob Talk Radio Station coming out of California. We thank Allah for it. And we are trying to make it grow with the help of Allah. We are, first thing we like to do to continue to make it grow is to make a prayer. And this prayer called Al Fartai means to open up this talk. And we do two. We close with a prayer and open the prayer. That means we have done two things right. So we like to open up this prayer called Al Fartai first in the Arabic language. And then we'll come back and say it in the English translation. But we can all enjoy this beautiful prayer that Almighty God has given us to open up with. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah, Ashadu ilaha ilaha Muhammad Rasul. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherished Savior of all the world. Allah is most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, malik yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdina siratal mustaqim. Rasa Uladina and to lay him. Glory may do be a lay him while it all is. I mean, we like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting. The best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world. There's no greeting match. So
you couldn't hear me. I didn't know.
Okay.
Okay.
They can't hear nothing. Still can't hear nothing.
I didn't hear you.
Okay. Oh, I'm listening. I'm on it. They can't hear nothing. I don't know why. Okay. Can anybody hear me? If anybody can hear me, raise your hand. Max one on you. Okay. They can hear me. All praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah. They can hear me, Daya. Okay, I'm there. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. To hear me now, I'm dead. Well, I don't control their way, and the people that seem like they control their way, they cut this off, and they even the phone that we use, it they make these phones fine. So, all praise is due to Allah. We'll keep working through this. We'll keep working. We're not going to stop, and we do need our own. And when we get our own, inshallah, we'll be able to make progress with this equipment that we have. Because, you know, people can cut you off, and if they can do it in Gaza, they can do it here. They can do it anywhere they choose to. Allah is in charge. But Allah let them hang themselves if they choose to. If they choose to make a mystery on earth, then that's on them. They will pay. No one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. So our job is to make a one, if that's one. And when we want it out at the same time. There's only one creator, and his proper name is Allah. And Allah have sent many messages and prophets over the year to come to correct us in our everyday life. And we said the last prophet was announced by a man named Christ. Christ made an announcement about the last prophet coming. And he said he had to go away in order for this prophet to come. He said that one going to come and lead us in all truth. We hear no preacher, hardly even stressing that. We hear no imams or ministers or any great organization mention that. So, I believe it's done on purpose. If the scripture said, you don't read the scripture, that one going to come and lead us into all truth, then with that one coming, going to bring revelation. He's going to bring a new revelation. He's going to bring the revelation similar to that what came before us. And we know the revelation we have in America called the Bible, called King James Version, is a revelation that has been tampered with. Without a doubt, you can go on the Internet, and the Internet, even Google tell you that it's been tampered with. So since it's been tampered with, then a book that come out after it maybe hadn't been tampered with. We say El Quran, then that should be our guide. That should be what we go by. But in order to do that, you have to have faith in what God said and what you do read about. I have faith that would happen, that Jesus said one's going to come after him, and I believe that one came after him. And it seems like that one is no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophet, meaning there are no more prophets to come. He brought the final revelation called El Quran. In this book, it says, in this book, it's without doubt. Now, you have to believe that. You have to accept that if you really believe. And I do believe that Almighty God of Allah have sent Prophet Muhammad to be the last prophet. And listen and watch it and understand the life that he lived, you can see that this man have passed the test of being the last prophet of God. So what we need now, what we have to realize now, that we're living in the judgment. We're living in the last day. Because in the last days, Prophet Muhammad said, in the last days, you'll be hard to find a decent businessman. And we found that out to be a fact. That's a fact. And there should be no argument about that. These people are corrupt. The food is over high. The cars, you can't buy a battery, everything. They'll jack the price up. Come from greed. So he told us that was coming, and that have happened. And Prophet Muhammad said, in the last day, you'll see people loving animals more than they do human beings. That animal got a better living quarters than human beings. They eat better than a human being. They got nice mansions that they live in. Dogs, huh? And you got people to treat the dog better than they do human beings. I'm talking about the law enforcement. They is no real problem. If a dog get at them, they won't shoot that dog. Yeah, the African American, he think he got a gun. They shoot that man. I seen him shoot a man in a wheelchair to death. The police, not any police, Caucasian police, they shot this man down. He in a wheelchair, didn't have no legs, lost his leg probably in the war, and they just blow him away. Huh? Sad. What kind of people would do that? Huh? But these people swear God came in their image. And we know that's a lie. if God had came in anybody's image and they truly believe that, don't you think they would be the best people for this world to live in? They'll be the most kindest people. Let this world get cured from all the evil that we find in the world. But we don't find that. We find hatred and jealousy and people that wishy-washy, like the Supreme Court, supposed to be supreme over the people, and they treat one people always better than the other. How can you have somebody that you can't fight? And the Supreme Court people, once you put them, vote them in, they can do whatever they want to. And now we want a president the same way. He want to be able to shoot somebody that's walking by and nothing be done about it. He want to be able to kill masses of people in this country and nothing be done about it. He wanted to be the king. He want people to have he in court today for raping a lady, found guilty, and he don't want to pay. He bragged about how much money he got, but he don't want to pay. He don't want to go. He want to curse the judge. Have no respect for the law of the land. Have the White House, that house that we pay out to, where they make decision on where our money go. Had that house tore almost up and had people killed and beat up and messed up. This man, because he the president should be the best example for the people. And we ain't had that. We haven't had that. Because why? Because there's an image been raised up. And God, Allah told us not to raise no image up of him and call it God. And they did it anyway. Everything that Allah says in scripture, all the scriptures that don't do, Satan is doing. Satan is bringing this about. So we here expose Satan so we can live on this earth in peace with each other. We can't live in this world in peace long as they're better than us. That's why that's how you get a president. That's how you get a king and a queen. They supposed to be the best of people. And they can have people's head chopped off. They can have people's hand chopped off. People don't say something bad about them. They can be found missing. Huh? So democracy is just about over in America. Huh? The talk we're doing at night, the talk we're speaking at night, these people want to do away with that. They don't want you to have the freedom of speech. They don't want you to have the freedom that the forefathers passed so we can have justice and equality. They don't want that. They want only them to have the justice. Huh? They can kill as many people they want to, but they don't want to do no time. But we can just look at one of them hearts, and we go into jail. They put us in jail. We just pick up a loaf of bread that we hungry and we want, and they want to send us away forever. So that would never be right. That would never become right as long as the image up in the world is gone. So that's what we're working for, to change this ugly picture so we can worship God in spirit and truth, where we can be human beings. And that's what you don't have a lot of in America. You don't have human beings. There's a lady on trial today. Her husband's on trial. Why? They bought their son a gun. They bought their little youth a son a gun and boasted about it on the internet. That son took the gun to school. In 4 days, he took the gun to school. He killed four of the people that go into school with him and shot many more. Now, mama and dad don't want to take responsibility because they bought this boy a gun at an early age. But they were teaching him. And this is what they're saying. How did he come to that kind of mind if he didn't get it from his mom and dad? He didn't get it from the environment, his home environment. So they charged them with the problem too. The son going to prison, and they going to prison too, to mama and dad. And that's what they should have did. They supposed to be the good example, and they wasn't to their own child. bought him a gun. Huh? If you stay in the country, I see some father or mother buying you a gun and telling you, giving you the rules of the gun. And that gun should be hunting if you want to hunt and shoot the animal that you want to eat. But they shoot something and they let it die. No, no shoot. No, Allah said don't kill. I mean, why would you want to kill something and just let it die? If you can't kill it to eat it, kill it to sustain your life, don't kill. That should be the rule to our young people. Huh? God said thou shalt not kill. And people are not following that rule. And every night they show you how to kill for nothing, kill because the girlfriend, the girl want to leave the boyfriend because he abusive. And so she killed, he killed her, or she killed him. Vice versa. You want to see, you look at TV, and they call it mystery. They show you how everybody killed each other, cut each other head off, huh? Starve each other, huh? They got people here in Atlanta, or got a woman in jail for starving her child, huh? Starving child. Child got loose and told, and they locked the mama, crazy mama up for stuff. When you live in America, you drinking and doing all these things, and you're not following what God said, you can't be nothing but crazy. And they know that. They're making happy. The music is making them crazy. The dress, the way they dress is making them crazy. Lack of work, lack of respect is making them crazy. A whole lot of things are making people crazy. But the cure to all that foolishness is Al-Quran and good doctors and good people who love human beings. That would be the cure for that. Don't tell me you want Jesus saved and you show me a man that nailed to the cross who didn't save himself. How long you think I'm going to swallow that lie? He died for my sin. And I can't not go to court and tell one judge people don't sin. Shouldn't need a lawyer. If Jesus died for the sin, cut that person loose. Give him a warning and cut him loose. And every time the husband kept the wife cheating, don't divorce her. Explain to him that Jesus died for that sin and vice versa. So you can see how stupid that is when you think about it. And it does not make sense. And God, and Allah is one who makes sense out of every situation that he allows you to be in. So sensible reasons come out of that problem. So we're here tonight. I'm now Abdul Akbar and Dai Akbar. We have Sutra Muhammad and the Quran Muhammad. So I'm going to bring up Super Chuja Muhammad, bring him up. He's in the queue, got his hands up. So we're going to bring him up and let him begin to share in this beautiful message. Allah, he laid the law, and there's only one God. As-salamu alaykum. Turn it over to Brother Chuja.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Our praises is due to Allah. I also testify and I also bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one creation. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the greetings. I'd like to give the greetings to all the believers. Excuse me. To all the believers of peace. Of As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We thank Akbar for setting the stage. Given the believers the idea, you know, that there's only one creator. and give them the idea that that idea that they got at first is not true. It's not true. So we are here to correct the ideas, you know, and try to make some things clear. All the prophets that was before Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him and upon all the prophets, experienced mostly the same thing what the Prophet Muhammad is experienced during his time. And the messengers or the believers is getting a taste of exactly what the prophets experienced. They are experiencing it. And they come at the believer the same way that they came at the prophets. You know, when you see a person start naming a person or giving a person a name, you know, that person is a perfect example of what happened in the past. You know, I just like to read some from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And I like to read Surah 21, ayat, starting at ayat 1. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Closer and closer to mankind come the reckoning. Yet they heed not, and they turn away. Never come out to them of a renewed message from their Lord, but they listen to it as in jest. Their heart torn as with trifles. The wrongdoers conceal their private counsels, saying, is this one more than a man like yourself? Will you go to witchcraft with your eyes open? Say, my Lord knows every word spoken in the heavens and on earth. He is the one that hears and knows all things. Nay, they say, these are melodies of dreams. Nay, he forged it. Nay, he is but a poet. Let him then bring us a sign, like the one that was sent to prophets of old, as to those before them. Not one of the population which we destroyed believed it. Would these believe? Before thee also the messengers we sent were but men to whom we granted inspiration. If you realize this not, ask of those who possess the message. Nor did we give them bodies that ate no food, nor were they exempt from death. In the end, we fulfilled it to them our promise. And we saved them and to those whom we please. But we destroyed those who transgress beyond bound. We have revealed for you, O men, a book in which is a message for you. Will you not then understand? How many was the population we utterly destroyed it because of their iniquities? Setting up in their places other peoples. Yet when they felt our punishment coming, behold, they tried to flee from it. flee not, but turn to the good things of this life, which was given you, and to your homes, in order that you may be called to account. They said, I woe to us. We were indeed wrongdoers. And that cry of theirs ceased not, till we made them as a field that is mown, and as ashes silent and quenched it. Not for our spoke did we create the heavens and the earth and all that is between. If it had been our will, if it had been our wish to take just a pastime, we should surely have taken it from the things nearest to us, if we would do such a thing. Nay, we heard the truth against falsehood, and it knocks out its brain. And behold, falsehood doeth perish. Ah, woe be to you for the false thing you ascribe us to. To him belongs all creatures in the heavens and on earth, even those who ate in his very present are not too proud to serve him, nor are they ever weary of his service. They celebrate his praises night and day, nor do they ever flag or intermit. Or have they taken for worship God from the earth who can raise the dead? If there were in the heavens and the earth other gods besides Allah, there would have been confusion in both. But glory to Allah, the Lord of the throne. High is he above what they attribute to him. He cannot be questioned for his acts, but they will be questioned for theirs. Or have they taken for worship other gods besides him? Say, bring your convincing proof. This is the message of those with me and the message of those before me. But most of them know not the truth, and so turn away. Not a messenger did we send before thee without this inspiration sent by us to him, that there is no God but I. Therefore worship and serve me. Allahu Akbar. We say that over and over. All the messengers, all of them got the same message and send the same message. And Surah 21, Ayat 25, bear witness to it. Allah said, not a messenger did we send before thee without this inspiration sent by us to him, that there is no God but I. Therefore worship and serve me. This is the truth that we are bringing you. You know, Allah said, and they say, Allah, most gracious, has begotten offsprings. Glory to him. They are but servant raised to honor. They speak not before he speaks, and they act in all things in his command. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and they offer no intersection except for those who are acceptable. And they stand in awe and reverence of his glory. If any of them should say, I am a god besides him, such a one we should reward with hell. Thus do we reward those who do wrong. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never would Jesus say that he's God. Never. They lie on a great prophet of Almighty God. Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. If I had said it, you would have known, or thou would have known. They openly lied against Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters. So we give you the truth. Now you can accept the truth or you can reject it. But we give you the truth. Turn it off for me. Oh, cut what off?
Your light is out there blinking.
Okay.
Okay. You gotta turn it off.
come to the law. Excuse me, brother. Brother said my light is blinking. I mean, my wife said my light is blinking. I don't see how that is. I got my key. And then I got my call.
Was this my light?
Yeah, it was your light that was blinking.
I got my key.
Well, I need to turn it off, right?
Okay.
Let's put that down there,
Jason. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah.
Let me go grab the other two.
Alhamdulillah, yeah, I got three cases out there.
Oh, okay.
But excuse Agbar, my wife's grandson just walked in, and he said he saw my light. He saw my light was on.
Allahu Akbar.
So alhamdulillah, they're cutting it off. I just hope my battery ain't down. You know, that's what I'm thinking. When I get through teaching, I got to go out there and see whether or not my battery is gone. Yeah. But alhamdulillah, excuse me for 1 minute, because my grandson, my wife's grandson, he's going to leave. I'm going to ask him to cut my motor on and see if my battery,
okay.
Before he leaves. But he getting ready to leave.
Alhamdulillah.
Quran, could you go get Ismail and cut my battery on and see whether my battery is down before we leave? Okay, then, thank you.
I'm doing a lot. Oh, no, it's cranked right up. It's cranked right up. So I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot. Thank Allah. Allah just said here in this Quran that he looks after us and he protects us. So, praise be to Allah. I'm thankful to Allah. My battery ain't dead because I got a good battery, a new battery. Matter of fact, I just put it in there. So, praise be to Allah. There is no God besides one God. And Allah said that if there was many gods, in the heavens, there has been confusion up there in the heaven. Because one of the gods has been trying to take what they own over the other one. And there will be confusion. So we thank Allah, you know, for bringing us this here message that there's only one, and glorified, highly glorified is he. And Allah says, if what you are saying, bring your convincing proof. You know, bring your convincing proof if there's another God. You know, if Jesus is God. If the Holy Spirit is God. You know, and show us Christ Jesus. You showing us everything in him, you know. I mean, the scripture says that no vision can capture God, you know. But you got this Caucasian picture all over the world. You got the Pope walking around saying that giving other pastors the old head, you know, the justification, you know, to homosexuality, you know. You know, that's no okay for that. You know, so I'm saying he didn't say okay homosexuality, but they can. They can worship there at the church and do things there, you know. But he should have said that they're gonna have to change. They can't stay there, you know. That they're gonna have to change, you know. Yeah, we'll pray for you, you know. All praise is due to Allah. You know, but you can't stay the same. You can't stay, you can't keep on committing adultery. You can't commit, keep on doing those inhuman acts. You know, you can't introduce this to a young folks, a young children, and tell them that's okay. That's what the problem is. You know, you can't, I mean, for the Pope to justify, oh man, stuff of law. Stuff of law. And then the Pope wears a dead body. He got Jesus on the cross, on the dead body around his neck. Oh, that's wrong. All that right there is justifying, is saying that it's okay, you know, for that lie that's been told. You know, that there's other options. You know, it's okay to have a lover, another man as a lover. You know, that's okay, having a woman have another woman as a lover. You know. So it's a justification, brothers and sisters, to receive the five hell. You know, we was deceived. Allah said in the Quran, don't let Shaitan deceive you the way he deceived your parents that was before you. Don't let Shaitan do the same thing to you. You know. I'm just gonna read a little bit what Allah said in the Quran. I'm for some reason Allah tell me to keep this Quran up on him. If we got some devils around here. And Allah is telling me to keep this Quran up on Shuja. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. And this Surah 20, ayat, starting ayat 116. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. When we said to the angels, prostrate yourself to Adam, they prostrated themselves. But not Iblis, he refused it. When we said, O Adam, verily, this is an enemy to thee and thy wife. So let him not get you both out of the garden, so that thou art landed in misery. Day is day in enough provision for thee not to go hungry, not to go naked, not to suffer from thirst, not from the sun to eat. But Satan whispered evil to him. He said, O Adam, shall I lead you to the tree of eternity and to a kingdom that never, never decays? In the results, they both ate of the tree. And so their nakedness appeared to them. They began to sew together for their covering leaves from the garden. Thus did Adam disobey his Lord and allow himself to be seduced. But his Lord chose him for his grace. All praise is due to Allah. Allah jumped right on that. But his Lord chose Adam for his grace. He turned it to him and gave him guidance. He said, get ye down, both of you, all together from the garden with enmity one to another. But if as is sure there come to you guidance from me, whosoever follow my guidance will not lose his way, not fall into misery. That's merciful. Allah gave him, told him what he had to do. He had to come down, you know, because what Allah said got to come true. But Allah put him down in the earth. And said that what he had to do is follow his guidance. You know, and he said, whoever follow my guidance will not lose his way, none fall into misery. But whoever turns away from my message, now he's talking to Adam and us and Eve. But whosoever turns away from my message, verily for him is the life narrowed down. And we shall raise him up blind on the day of judgment. He will say, oh, my Lord, why hast thou raised me up blind while I had sight before? Allah will say, thus didst thou, when our sign came unto thee, disregarded them, so will thou this day be disregarded. And thus do we recompense him who transgresses beyond bounds and believes not in the signs of his Lord. And the penalty of the hereafter is far more grievous and more enduring. Is it not a warning to such men to call to mind how many generations before them were you destroyed and whose hunts they now move? Verily, in this a sign for men and do understand it. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, surah Allah speaks the mighty truth. There's so much wisdom in this, in these ayats. And Allah is giving us all kind of warning and all kind of understanding, and it's left up to us. It's left up to us whether we obey or we disobey, you know. Allah is setting up an allegory, and using it as a guide, as a sign. And if we look and study and read this sign, the only thing we can do is submit our will to him. It's to gain faith that Allah is going to protect me, even though it was coming at him, even though the wrong that I did, you know, Allah is going to forgive me if I obey him, you know, and if I don't follow Shaitan. But Shaitan is going to have the rights, you know, to deceive me. Come at me all kinds of ways. He has that right. Allah is saying, I give him that right. But so it says for the moment in the Quran that the only power that he has is the power you give him. So alhamdulillah, we gonna keep him in prison. Praises be to Allah. So we come to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Islam, I ain't come. Turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Well, they got the land. That was clear. I shall do Allah. There's no God but Allah. Some name is Allah. And Allah has said in this scripture that the last prophet, the last big warner would come to us and warn us about day and time we're living in now. And said things that were natural going to be unnatural. But the truth will be revealed. Allah said the earth from one day gonna act like it's speaking to you. It's yeah. Don't want to say what with her. Huh? You can't keep living correct life with all this truth that Allah has put on earth for a man to have as a guide. How man lose that guide in, he becomes disobedient. Disobedience, one way to lose the guidance of the one who gave you the life. And he gave you guidance, then he gave you scripture to read to help continue to guide that life as you get in a frame of mind, as you come through the teenager or the grammar years. All these years are to get you ready for the final stretch of life. Plan, have a good time. Whatever sports you play, exercise you like, it to get you ready for the final stretch of your life. But whatever you do in this life will determine where the Creator puts you in the next life. As you become a mechanic and you become the best mechanic, it was Almighty will to put that in your system, the best mechanic. Came to the best painter, the best artist, the best piano player, the guitar, and all these things are quality that God allowed to come into you that make you stand out and make you special. Allah did that. And the greatest thing that Allah give all of us is a brain. And use that brain to make us think. And Allah said, think it on him. It's the most powerful thinking you can do. This is the Quran. We're living in the last days. You don't think I'm lying? You think I'm lying? Look at the reality. Look at TV. Look at the news. All this is pointing to the disbehavior of the human being. And a lot of times that human beings does this on purpose. We know that Allah is the founder. No matter what the Supreme Court do or what these judges do in this country, if they was a judge and they didn't do right, then it's written down. It's written down. No matter what we do on this earth, everything is being recorded. You know, that recording was put in before we had a recorder that we know about. Before we had a cassette tape that record, had a phone or anything else record, the scripture already said that Allah was recording everything we do from the day we born until the day we die. Even before we had a recorder, it said that Allah records everything we do from the day we born until the day we die. So man, once a man came up with a recorder, a cassette tape or a CD recorder, God already said he was recording. Because before we had these recorders that you find in the security camera, they record your actions. And the police, they carry a recorder around their neck. They record what they are doing. And what they can do that God don't do, they cut their recorders off when they're in the wrong. Or they destroy their recorder, what they have done, so you can't see it. Allah did not destroy what he has recorded. Everybody will see their good days and their bad days because Allah has recorded. And that's all scriptures point to, do right. So when the day comes when your life ends and the balance that you should have, that you have done more good than you have done bad, it's been recorded. Allah would not put nobody in a fire that didn't win. He would not put nobody in paradise who didn't win. You have to believe that. God do not reward bad hate, bad doing. He don't reward that. But everything has its consequence. And everything was done by a reason. And Allah knows best what reason it was done by. So all the things we're saying, as you get closer to the grave, or you get nobody knows when the day and the hour are going to come, when they're going to lose their life. Nobody knows that. Only with Allah. Jesus Christ, may God peace and blessing be upon him, he would ask that question, but he said he didn't know the day or hour. If he had been God, he would have asked it quicker. They brought it out. I did not. When would the end come? Your end comes 25th of November, 23rd of September. He would have said it before they got it out of their mouth. Huh? But he didn't know the day or hour. So we're here tonight to bring about that clarity that then you can see, make sense. Whatever Allah does makes sense. It don't go against common sense. Huh? Ain't no Bigfoot running around on this earth. But they give you Bigfoot and brag about it, give you commercial about Bigfoot. Huh? They give you that commercial about Bigfoot where you can think that that is really a Bigfoot. And the same people gave you a false idea about God. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now look what the English translation says about all Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, this should be saying something greater than what the Bible says. But Webster, break it down. A father is one who has a son. A father is one who takes care of his son in order to be a father. A son is one who listens to his father so one day he become a good father like the father that God is blessing with if he got a good father. The word Holy Ghost, Webster said, that's a figure of your imagination. You have been in a house and been in a room and you imagine that someone was in the closet that was not there. Now, Hollywood makes something in the closet that in the Hollywood closet, they make something in that closet. It's nothing but Jason or Freddy Krueger or somebody coming out that closet. Hollywood can do that, and they does that to make you scared and afraid, to make you jump, to get your money when you go see the movie. And you hollering and screaming on a lie. Huh? Jason. Freddy Krueger. Huh? All this foolishness with the vampire. All these things that Hollywood give us. And why do they give us? Allah never said nothing about them, but they give them to you anyway. Huh? As a matter of fact, the church will tell you when you see Jesus run up to him and suck his blood, eat his flesh. What kind of preacher, what kind of people of God would tell other people to do such crazy things? That means if Jesus would come back, if he could come back, soon as he stepped up there, they'd run up to him and start sucking his blood, eating him, drinking his blood. You think he could live again? You think he would die right away again? After doing that. But they don't care. They done made you not to think, not to use your mind. And that's why Allah says over and over again, thinking on Allah is the most. So ain't no ghost, but it's a figure of your imagination. Just like Webster said, your imagination can be running wild like the temptation said. It run wild. And that's who's making these movies in Hollywood. People, imagination are running wild. So we come here tonight, again, of trying to appear you don't make no image of God. I don't care who's saying it. If the Nation of Islam person is saying that God came in your person, we say it'd be wise for you not to listen to that person. Because if God have came in the person for the Nation of Islam, what did he do? The only thing we see, he left a picture for him, for you to look up and look to and pray to. He left a picture of himself reading a book. But when he was asked about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Sister Clara Muhammad asked Master Farad, was he God? He said no. He said even the word prophet would be too big. We don't know why they don't tell the people that listen to them that. But if he told Elijah that, and he told Sister Claire Muhammad that, Sister Claire Muhammad put it in the book, that's what he told her. And we want to ask them, are they saying that Sister Claire Muhammad told a lie? Or did she tell the truth? We said what the scripture said, the pure scripture. There's no God but one God. And God, Allah lived, he never died. He never was a baby, never had a baby. Ain't nothing in your mind can draw God, imagine God. That's what scripture said. Anything you say God is, he's bigger than that. Anything you point to God, he's greater than that. So God tell us without it, don't even think about making no image of him. But Satan said, I'm going to make all the image that I can get. I'm going to make people God. I'm going to make women goddess. God a goddess. That's what Satan said. I'm going to make women goddess. Huh? I'm going to make the king God. The queen God. And that's what Satan is doing. That's what he have done. That's why he can take a camera and put it on people and put makeup on these people and give them lines to say, give them things to say. And that is given to them to make you believe in them, even though you're looking at them through some cameras. You may like, in your mind, there's no camera there. There's nobody acting. That is real. That's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to see the unreal is real. When you see the clouds in the sky, that's real, but it don't last long. It keep going. When you see the sun in the sky, it only lasts so many hours. It comes down. It sets, they call it. It ain't not that it set, that the earth is turning and turning away from the sun that on that day, and it caused the darkness to come up and the sun go down. It science can explain it to you, simple as that. You don't want no common sense, understanding about what is happening in this world, you ain't going to seek it. And God says, seek the truth and know the truth. And the truth will set you free. If you're not seeking the truth and you believe everything that somebody else has said, that you your own man, do your own thing, and then you don't have nothing to do it with till they make it up and give it to you or make it for you. If you fall in all these tricks and traps, who can you blame no other than yourself? Because truth stand out clear from falsehood. And that's what we are here tonight. The brain, nothing but the truth. So help us, Allah. We wouldn't be on this. We done heard all the lies from all the different people of the world. There used to be a man that comes on. They call him Reverend Mac. Tell you can't lose with the stuff he used. And he would have somebody buy some cloth and cut it off and send you a prayer call, and you would pray to that call, and in your mind, your life done got better. It's nothing but a trick. If I can get you to believe that something is good for you, like the lotto, I can get you to believe that's good for you. You spend all your money trying to win, and you almost get close to winning. You might win one out of 100,000 try, but you will win something, and what you win ain't enough to recover all the hundreds of dollars you already lost. But because you win that one time, you'll go back and try it again because you think you don't come into that. Satan is a trickster. Satan is your best efforts. He is the one who bring about your best advisor. He want to advise you on everything and get you to believe. He gets people every day. get Muslims, Jews, Christians, everything, because he is good at his job. But he told Allah, when you do come, Allah, most of them will be ungrateful. And that's what we find in the world today, a bunch of ungrateful people. Even when the truth is here, even when the light is here, they don't like the truth. Because Satan makes you seem like you weak following the truth. You're weak when you're following what the good words of this world. Do your own thing. You got your own mind. You your own man. Use it, your mind, to do what you want to do. Don't listen to all that. You ain't got to go that way. That's what he's saying. You ain't got to go the way of the scripture. I love everybody. But you read in scripture what God didn't love the people of Noah day. Didn't love the people that follow Pharaoh. You learn all that. You learn that God punished. And you still say he love everybody. God do not love everybody. And Allah says clearly, he only loves those who do right. And this world is out to give your appetite on never doing right. Give your appetite, don't never do nothing right. This is what Satan's job is. His job is to keep you away from paradise, to keep you away from the promise of God and follow his promise. His promise that God has told us, his promise is only to get you into hellfire. You grow, do whatever you want to. That's a promise that Satan wants to give you to get you in hellfire. Allah said, he never said, do whatever you want to. He said, do right. It is simply that. Being a good father is doing right. Being a good mother is doing right. Being a good neighbor is doing right. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't cheat nobody. It's doing right. But weak people who comes around you and make you think you are weak by doing right. And the only thing you do is get a good record that will pay you off on the others. And we said paradise reward you more for doing right than following the bad suggestions of doing wrong. Allah is the final rewarder. And whatever you do in this world is determined where Allah puts you in the next world. So we here tonight working, calling humanity back to where we call no color. We come in all colors. But God gave all of us the color that we come in. And then Allah said the best one of us in any form, shape, or color, whatever we call it. He said the best one of us is one who obey him the best. But Satan make you think that's not true. He show you a woman that they call fine and naked, with all the cleavage hanging out, all the rear hanging out. And the Satan's job is to make you listen to this woman. Like she going somewhere, like she can carry you somewhere. That Satan does. Ain't she beautiful? Lusting at her, that's lust. It's not beauty. She wants you, and God told us clearly, don't be led in temptation. But thou will miss the kingdom if you keep following that temptation, because that the kingdom is with God, not with that fear, that love. Allah says, stay away from that. It says, stay away from the blind. He said, the blind lead the blind, and they all fall in the ditch. It means blind mind, blind, bad, blind behavior. Following blind, bad, evil, wicked, and ungodly people will lead you into hell. And what you call the blind leading the blind. But they choose blindness over sight. So God has got to read. Allah will raise you up blindly. But would you get your start being raised up blindly on this side? You earn on the other side, but it started on this side. So praises be to Allah. We hope you see. We hope you all, we all come together and be one. We want to be saved. But when people think that they, that dog is their best friend and not their mama, not God, but a dog, then Satan will lead them blindly. And they in the ditch and don't know it. So praises be to Allah. Let's work and remove these images out of the world. We're causing all of the problems, causing all the wars and rumors of war. And to that move, you're going to have a inferior and a false inferior and a false superior environment to live in. And a lot of people are going to get hurt into that move. So I'm going to bring on my brother, Brother Suja, back up. And then let Suja save a few minutes because we got Sister we got Sister Haji Lala on here, and I know she's bringing us some poems. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja. So all praise are due to Allah, Lord, cherished sustainer of all the world. World that we know and world we don't know. Whatever, there's a world, football world, basketball world, golf world, mechanic world, or entertainment world, or band world. Wherever there's a world, Allah is the master and the knower of all things, and he is the God of all worlds. I will turn it back over to you and then save Sister Lala a few minutes where she can share a couple of good points with her, inshallah.
I will.
You got it.
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, we testify and bear witness that there is only one God. There's only one creator. And from reading the Holy Quran, Allah is showing us that this same message, this message that we're bringing tonight, this evening, is the same message that all Allah's messengers and prophets brought you, the same thing. Same message. There's no other God but Allah. Don't put no partner sitting, don't sit up of something else in this creation as God besides Allah. You know, and God and Allah don't have no partners. He has no partners. He won and he's won alone. They got a long list here in the Holy Quran. When you go in the index and you look at Allah, you find Allah. And behind that is a whole list of pages after page of who Allah is. And the word Allah is just one of his attributes. The Quran says that Allah has many beautiful names. Many, and you can call him by those beautiful names. We don't. We say Allah because that's just one of his names. Allah is just one of his names, you know. And he has more than 99. Beautiful names, but I think we went up to 100 just to impress on the minds of the reader how powerful Allah is. He have 99 and 100 with Allah, his 99 attributes, and those attributes are names. And Allah said that you can call him by any one of those beautiful names, you know. It says that you can call him by the Lord of the East and West, Lord of the heavens and earth, Lord of the throne of glory supreme, Lord of the way of ascent, Lord of the worlds, maker of the heavens and earth, master of the day of judgment, most bountiful, Al-Rahman, most gracious, Al-Karam, most bountiful, Al-Kabir, most great, Al-Ali, most high, Al-Rahim, most merciful. So he gave, it's just so many of those. I don't want to go through. He's got about 5 or 6 pages with Allah in there, and he got all his attributes down here, you know. But we just want to say and let the people know that Allah is just a name that was picked, and it's an Arabic name, and so happened the Quran is in Arabic, you know. Men is called Allah by that Arabic name, you know. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. There's a reason for everything that is done in Islam. Islam is not a deen, a religion that would make the believer arrogant, make the believer feel big. No, we want to take all that out of that. Why do you think we went through slavery? Why do you think what do you think is the purpose? And I'm gonna tell you what Allah said the purpose of it is. What you think of the purpose of all this shiny stuff and all these good things in this creation? What do you think the purpose of that is? You know, Allah said he did that so that he could test them, you know, with gold, money, silver, horses, goats and cows, and land. He said, all this is just a test. You know? Just to see who's going to truly believe. So we are believers. We believe in Allah. And we believe in all his messengers and his prophets. Praises be to Allah. It says that I'm gonna read a little bit more from the Holy Quran. I'm just feeling love with this Quran. Allah says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim." Oh, it's got so much. Allah said, "Those who have been arrogant would say, 'We are all in this fire.' Truly, Allah has judges between his servants. Those in the fire will say to the keeper of hell, 'Pray to your Lord to lighten us the penalty for a day at least, for one day at least. They will say, "Did there not come to you your messengers? with clear signs? They will say yes. They will reply. Then pray as you like. But the prayer of those without faith is nothing but futile wondering in mazes of error.
Allahu Akbar.
So, you know, they go ahead and say in the Quran that the disbeliever, the rejecter of faith, go ask the believer for water or anything that they can give him out of heaven. And that reality they're going to face the reality, brothers and sisters. It's coming to them. So all praises be to Allah. Let's be happy and know for sure that Allah is God and that our life and everything that we do is to please Allah. And that we should strive hard as we can to humble ourselves. We shouldn't be arrogant, you know. And praise be to Allah. And you know, we pray and we ask Allah to bless our family, bless our children. We pray and ask Allah to bless them to pick up Islam after we pass and bear witness to it the same way that we are bearing witness to it. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. And we're going to turn this over to our sister Lala. As-salamu alaykum. Sister Lala.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum as-salam. Audhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Alhamdulillah, rabbi alamin. You were never created to live depressed, defeated, guilty, condemned, ashamed, or unworthy. You were created to be victorious. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And the beauty behind loneliness is that you find out that to survive, you don't need anyone but Allah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Here's another one. I'm still alive. I'm still healthy. I'm still blessed. Thank you, Allah, for another day. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Here's another one. Ramadan begins March 11th, 2024. Fasting begins. Our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Whoever informs others the day of Ramadan, the fire is haram for him or her." Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What's that? Okay.
Amen.
Okay, I have another one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the first day of Raj, the month of Allah. May Allah bless it for you as well as Shaban and Ramadan. I ask you to forgive me for all the big and small things I've done or said to harm, offend, or sadden you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and conversate you with better in both this world and the next. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Should I read on or?
Read on.
Okay. You got about 4 more.
Okay. To the person reading this, may Allah grant you better taqwa, better character, better health, better than what you had and lost in all aspects of life, and the best of the hereafter. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, this is another one on the authority of Abdullah bin Musuf. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, the messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, told us, and he is the truthful and trustworthy. Indeed, one of you gathers in creation in his mother's womb for 40 days as a drop. Then he becomes a clot like that. Then he becomes a lump of flesh like that. Then Allah sends it to him, the angel, and the Spirit is breathed into him, and he is commanded with four words to write down his livelihood, his work, and his lifespan, and whether he is miserable or happy by the ones besides whom there is no G, one of you will do the work of the people of paradise until there is only an arm's length between him and it. And the book will prevail over him. He does the work of the people of the fire and enters it. And one of you will do the work of the people of the fire until there is only an arm's length between him and it. Then what is written overtakes him, and he does the deed of people's paradise and enters it. Amen. Narrated Bukhari Muslim.
Allah
Akbar. Got another one here. To be able to thank Allah is a blessing within itself. Amen. Allah tested believers. Do the people think that they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tried?
Thank you, sister.
You're welcome.
Alhamdulillah. I'm going to close it up with prayer, with the opening, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, the master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, grace, and mercy, not those whom thy wrath is brought down, not those who go astray.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah. I'd like to make a...